when the person goes in the street, when his eyes are closed, he can reach such a place that he will think only about Hashem, only about the Torah, to see his nothingness, to go with prayer, with yearning, with goodwill, with yearning to Hashem. Of course, he still has, even when his eyes are closed, he has a free choice if to think about Hashem or about himself. Oh, me, I'm such a tzaddik. Look, I guard my eyes. Oh, you want a bracha from me? Okay? When his eyes are open and he sees things that bring him to lust, he doesn't have a choice at all. Right away, he covets what he sees. All the lusts begin in the eyes. The person sees food, he wants to eat. Okay? And what he sees, it makes him want, right, to do things. Also regarding money. Because all the ta'avot, all the lusts that a person has to do with the eyes. The pasuk says, to lust to the eyes. Therefore, the first work of a person needs to be that he'll have control over his eyes. When is he opening his eyes? When is he closing his eyes? I'm controlling it. Not just the free eyes. No. That's not free, that's slave eyes. Free eyes that when you decide when you want to open them, when you want to close them.
According to what you want to see.
Yeah, according to what you want to see.
Okay.
And then a person could think about cleaving to Hashem. That's why all the tzaddikim, they start in front of their eyes only holy letters. They didn't want to see anything in this world. Adam tzarich leachnis lelibo. A person has to put in his heart that all the free choice begins in the eyes. והוא צריך להתפלל שתהיה לו שליטה מוחלטת על העיניים שלו גם כאשר הוא לבדו. He has to pray, a person has to pray. You can add this to your שמירת העיניים prayers. That Hashem help me, that I have full control, even when I'm alone, a place alone, I'll decide when to open the eyes or not. O sha'inayim atzumot, o sha'im mulo zodoshot. Either that my eyes should be closed, shut, or I should be only seeing holy things, holy words, or things that connect me to the tachlit. Okay? For example, looking at the sky, looking at the land, looking at trees, they go to the field. I come to the field, I put on my glasses. Beautiful. I'm not beautiful. I look at all the green. Now it's understood why Avraham Avinu did not look at his wife, at Sarah, his wife, his whole life. Because he didn't want to put it in his heart any shape of anything that is not yearning to Hashem. Lachen hu zachar la'avat Hashem adragah gvah beyoter. That's why he merited to reach loving of Hashem in the highest level. Shehashem Yitbarach meid alav Avraham Avi. Hashem Yitbarach himself testified that Avraham is my beloved one. He's the one who loves me the most. Shehare al kol haramat enayim shelo yesh pasuk. Because each time he lifted up his eyes, Avraham Avinu, there's a special verse. His heart was always full and cleaved to Hashem, in loving Hashem. That's time that he merited where he merited to reach. And that's time that he reached the level that he reached. Levitun muchlat laHashem, he reached such a level, complete application to Hashem, that even when Hashem told him to slaughter his son, okay, he agreed. Not stam the older tzaddikim reached the level they reached, it's because they guarded their eyes. Kol zeh nachon beofen klali uvarbe meod chumim galo koshi kol kesh latava. What we said here about the guarded eyes is true in general, not only regarding the lust of women. Right, but in any lust, you see a car, you see a beautiful house, you see this, all kinds of things you can very easily come to covet. Okay? The most of when it's talking about seeing women, that each time, every sight that a person sees, machdira lo lalev beopen yashir, it brings, puts into his heart directly thoughts and wills in a very, very powerful way. In a very destructive way, that they enter his, put in his heart, love and covet, in cheshek, yeah, is a cheshek in the will, to this taiva which is burning in him, the fire, the lust, it burns in his heart. וברגע שהאש שולטת בו, and once the fire is controlling him, he doesn't care if it's a goya, right? He doesn't care if it's a married woman, כן? He loses all his ערכים, איך אומר ערכים? He loses all his, תסביר מה זה, all his,
ethics,
right? There's no, nothing now.
He's turned into a wild animal.
Can't, exactly. He loses his humanity at all. Right? He loses his commitment to his wife, to his children. And of course he loses his loyalty. Of course he loses everything towards Hashem and the Torah. And he loses internal purity just with his thoughts, his heart, and his desires. And what caused all this? What caused all this? What aroused the person to all this? Okay, what person in this very, very dangerous, okay, very dangerous place? Caused them atchil ba'enai. It all begins with the eyes. All this begins when a person doesn't have real cheshbon nefesh, okay, about himself. That his eyes are not his. My eyes are not mine. They're Hashem's. So I have lust. So what? I can do whatever I want. What is that? My eyes are not mine. A person doesn't have emunah in his eyes. A person doesn't know how to use his organs that Hashem gave him, his limbs that Hashem gave him, to serve Hashem. A person would think and understand the direct result of walking in the street without guarding the eyes. He just would have focused a little bit and looked at what, that's why what they do it. Is the most important thing in the world. But then you stop and you realize, at least 1 hour a day, even if the whole day you stinge, you have that 1 hour to go back to yourself, to be true with yourself. Is that really what I want to do in life? Is that my point? Is that the point of life? No. So I want to start again now. Whatever it was, I want to start that fresh. I always start fresh. It's really refreshing to start with. What was, the main thing is to begin again. Begin again. Begin from the beginning. Always begin fresh. It's very refreshing to freshen out. To refresh yourself. Right on the computer, there's a button, refresh. Mm-hmm. When it's stuck, it goes too slow. You press refresh. And you're in the same place, but you're in a lot better place. It goes faster then. So reset yourself a second, refresh yourself a second. That's the 1 hour you're going to do it. A person, even during the day, you can stop a second and say, okay, right now. I'm starting right now. Emaya. Rabbeinu said, he used to do it many, many times a day. Mm-hmm. Start new. Who cares what was? Now we can start new, fresh. What chashuv. Now we understand what the Zohar Kadosh says, that the Yetzer Hara has no permission to enter a person only through his eyes. Meichan matchilim, fine. Nu, so where do I begin from? So the stilt from all this is that the free choice begins in the eyes. It's a good book, eh? Put it in English?
Yes.
The Zohar Kadosh, huh?
Huh?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Who's that? Ah, is Levi translated? Very good book, I read it. It's not that it was boring for me, but it's a very good book. So. Ki ha'inayim yishachim b'nei hashgachato, okay. Rabbi Natan writes in Nekudah Halachot, the eyes are drawn down, the ability to see, yeah? They're drawn down from hashgachato, they draw down from Hashem's supervision. That over there, in that point, the point to believe in Hashem or not, that's the main place where a person believes in Hashem. Main free choice. And a person has the power to look here or to look there. Muvan mikan. שכל פתיחת עיניים צריכה חשבון. It's understood from this that every opening, every eye opening needs a calculation. What am I opening my eyes right now for? I might see things which I don't want to see. Is it worth it? Because if I see things, I'm gonna have to think about them. Because what you see is what you think about. Is it worth it? Is this the will of Hashem? Is this gonna get me close to Hashem now if I open my eyes or no? Muvan mikan. So I stood from this, what we just said, that the half an hour of prayer, Shmirat Einayim, it's not a half an hour prayer on a specific point, one thing I'm serving Hashem in. It's a half an hour prayer on the foundation of your Judaism. It's the most essential point in keeping the Torah. Okay? And it's the way to be saved from a lot of bad. From many, many very bad averot and lusts and bad midot and bad wills and temerit to fill your time with mitzvot, and to merit v'gud Hashem Yitbarach. I was thinking, I had a guest at my house. They have WhatsApp, you know, you also have that thing now? It could be very dangerous. No, nothing bad. No bad picture, nothing. But I see that they were so into it. They didn't have time for anything. They didn't have time for where they were, for anything. They just...
addictive.
They weren't there. They weren't in my house. I don't know where they were. I don't know what. It's good I gave them to eat, so at least they said a bracha and they were in the house a little bit. It swallows you up.
That's the advantage of a kosher phone.
No, now they have it in the kosher phone also.
They have it in a kosher phone.
Yeah, he has one also.
No, mine.
You have WhatsApp?
You want me to tell you? You know, it's here. Read what's written there.
Ah, the little WhatsApp. Oh, here you have it's not an iPhone. It says probably, what is it?
It's not iPhone. It's Alcatel something.
Ah, the little WhatsApp. Ah, oh.
Low internet, no WhatsApp.
Ah, yeah, family. But a lot of they have kosher ones with WhatsApp. So probably there's good things. You have the Muna, what is it, the Muna group and this and that. But don't get into it.
How can you be in two places at once when you're nowhere at all?
The WhatsApp. You know where at all.
Here, Checker's Guide to the Galaxy.
What?
The reference.
What?
Isn't that from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
It was a beautiful song like that.
Oh. טוב, לא משנה עכשיו. כן, בקיצור, ממש, I see it's... If ממש, we want to... It's not only garden eyes a lot more than disconnecting yourself from bad. It's connecting yourself to good. How would someone become anything in the Torah? How could we become learning the Torah and being with Hashem? How if we have these things? I'm sure. If you dwelled in these things. You have to decide. Even if you have one, you decide. And once a day, you look at it. All day, people are... Now, what's... No, what's this?
That, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Pinterest, and...
We're in the middle here with stories of...